Should we seek in retrospect to nominate a person for the role of standard bearer to the cause of securing a dry crossing of the Forth, the name of Thomas Bouch would be in the forefront. A railway engineer at the age of 17, Bouch was appointed manager and chief engineer of Edinburgh and Northern Railway when he was 26 years of age. His principal remit was to update the ferry service. In January 1850, a specially constructed train ferry, the Leviathan, was introduced to the burnt island Granton Run. It was envisaged that passenger-carrying coaches would embark and disembark to link up with land-based locomotives. In 1851, Thomas Bouch sought to persuade his company to introduce floating pontoons at the Queen's Ferry Narrows for the conveyance of passenger-carrying railway coaches, but failed to rally support. He then turned his attention to bridging the Tay and the Forth, but soon found his development potential progressively inhibited. He resigned his post and set up a private consultancy firm. His influence on the strategy pursued by his former employers became evident within a few years, though not in the short term, on the Queensferry scene.